Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Jordan and Jake.
I feel good. I'm excited, ready to go.
The home stops. He throws it across field. Guess who? Jordan Gross.
Here are your Panther Hall of Honor members, Jordan Gross and Jake DeLome.
I'm Jordan. This is Jake. It's the Jordan and Jake podcast. Week something. What week are we on, Jake? Week 14? 15?
We have four games left, so it would have to be week 14 because of the bye.
Week 14.
Correct.
Yes. We'll say that. Week 14. Jake, I want to start right off. We don't ever give any – well, rarely do we give a listener shout-out, if that's still something being said, shout-out. I was reading the Ask the Old Guy, which is my favorite Panthers segment each week. Darren Gant went on a – incredibly long tangent about coin tosses this week, and always enjoyable. But there was a write-in from Daniel in Hoosburg, Germany, that says he has an hour commute over in Germany every day, and he listens to all Panther information, including the Jordan and Jake podcast. So, Daniel, we appreciate that. Internationally known, Jake.
I love it, Jordan. I think that's great. And that was in Germany. And I'm very proud to say I'm an alumnus of NFL Europe and the 1999 World Bowl champs, the Frankfurt Galaxy. Yes, sir. The Frankfurt Galaxy.
There was not any podcasts in 1999. It was called radio stations.
There is no doubt. And I know I didn't have a cell phone back then either. So, yeah, it was that was a while back.
Think about it, Jake. This is sometimes I reminisce. Okay, it's 1999. You go to Germany. Can you imagine right now if somebody said, okay, Jake, we're going to send your daughter off to Germany and she gets no cell phone and really no internet? Have at it. Isn't it funny how quickly things have changed where you'd be like, wait now, hold on. Is this safe?
No, Jordan. And I'm reminiscing and I'm laughing about that. I would literally go, like, on my off day, whatever it was, like a Monday or Sunday. It depends on when we played Saturday or Sunday. And I would go to, like, an internet, like, cafe. To get on, dial up internet to, you know, check emails. And it was very little emails back then, but just the little internet back then to kind of see what's going on. And I would actually have my mom, she would mail over, like once a week or once every 2 weeks, I'd say, hey, send over the sports pages from back home just to kind of keep up with what's going on back home. Pretty insane, isn't it?
It's like during the old days with the newspaper, you watch like an old Western and somebody will roll into the dusty town with the local newspaper from a month ago. It says here that they've crossed the Atlantic in only 4 weeks now. Whoa. Nuts though, because our kids, or there's whatever the line is where you don't know another way. We're like so old, you know. It's so funny that we had all that experience and then now, but you see it in the NFL too, like just how much more coverage there is for these guys. It's so different from when we came into the league, or you did a little bit before me. But anyways,
Do you ever recall? I don't ever recall Dan Henning or Mike Turgovac having a weekly press conference.
And, no.
You know, I don't ever recall that.
No.
Or Danny Crossman. You know, it's remarkable. And like players, they're at the podium now. I think I went to the podium after Sunday games. That was about it. You know, it was always
I never one time. I was never one time on the podium until I retired. Every other time was in front of your locker. Yeah. Every other time was. And you know what? It takes a real skill set to be able to do a locker room interview. Everybody on the viewership end just sees the player there. How often, if it was a lighter mood in the locker room, how often was there maybe a partially dressed teammate, maybe not dressed at all, maybe something, whatever going on, goofing off just behind the reporters in the locker room, and you had to focus as a top tier quarterback? I guess that's maybe why they've moved to the podium, Jake, is because of all the shenanigans.
Yeah, but like, I don't think there was ever one time. Yeah, and you hit it on the head. Depends on the mood of the locker room. But, you know, if you lose that Sunday, you know, that I would talk after. But then the next time I would really speak was on the Thursday. And so you're over it and you're on to the next week. I don't know if there was ever a time I didn't have to hold some type of restraint from, you know, somebody behind making faces or throwing something at you or pulling on your pants, you know, something going on.
There was nobody that was funnier, though, than Rod Smart. And Rod, he hate Cooper. Me smart, and Jared Cooper back in 2003. Those guys, I mean, it was insane the amount of humor they would bring to the locker room. And it's quite opposite of the vibe at 800 South Mint Street right now. But man, it's being around football my whole life and watching Jake. And this year is just another example on the unfortunate end. But like, when things are going well, like, things just go well. Confidence breeds confidence. And when they're not, man, it's like everything's hard. Driving into the stadium's hard. Lifting weights is hard. Going to meetings is hard. You know, and right now we're just witnessing the hard end, man. And it's, I feel for the guys. I feel for the fans. There's just, it wasn't any better in New Orleans, Jake.
No, Jordan, it wasn't. And I was hopeful because Luke and I talked about it and should we say felt it all pregame. No juice, no energy in that Superdome. I mean, it was none. It was like a blah. And it's funny, Anish, you know, Luke and I, we go up and down, and Anish looked at us right before and he was like, man, it's just not loud. I said, there's no juice, there's no energy. And I was hopeful we could use that to our advantage. And you know, Jordan, we did some good things, trying to highlight some of the positives. Rushing the football, rushing for 204 yards. I thought our offensive line really did a good job in that regard. And I thought our running backs ran the ball well. I thought Chuba, he runs tough. He puts his face into a defender. He pressed the hole. And to me, I saw Miles Sanders make a run that's the Miles Sanders I was envisioning seeing all season long. I'm not saying there was an injury. I'm not saying at some point, but I know he did have a groin in camp, and those things can linger. But, you know, he put some of the defenders of the Saints in a spin cycle on that 48-yard run that he had. And so, man, I just thought that was – we looked good. We looked better running the football. Passing game, there's still a lot to be desired, to say the least. Defensively, you know, we had some guys make some plays. You know, I think Luvu always shows up. He brings juice every single game, every single week. But Derrick Brown, it's just becoming more and more apparent, you know, how dominant of a player Derrick Brown really and truly is.
Did you think, you know, you're exactly right about Derrick. I want to give him, I got him on our list of things to hit today. But going back to the Saints game, I mean, we could dissect and whatever, a lot of it. I thought Johnny Hecker broke his leg when he kicked Sewell. Basically in the helmet on that. It wasn't even a block punt. It was a fumble, right? He got there before he punted it. But when Johnny went down, I was like, oh, my God, this is bad. Because you knew that full – how much power is coming on a punter's leg on a full-speed punt and then to have it abruptly stop on the helmet of another man. I think Johnny dodged a bullet there, Jake.
I think Johnny did and we did. He's so valuable to what we do. I think he's very valuable on the field. I think he's valuable in the locker room. I think he brings a lot of value to a team. And that's someone that very happy to see that he's okay. And that was, you know, unfortunate. That's where we are as a team. Everybody did the right thing except one person. And that caused a free runner to come directly in and hit Johnny. And that's where we're at. And it's, if you look at it well, it's somebody who hasn't been here long, and that's just That's where we're at as a team. All the injuries that we're having, we're putting people in places and mixing and matching and things like that. And it's just but that's the hand we're dealt. And I think you hit it best, Jordan, when you said sometimes, like, I don't want to say the season's easy, but, like, you know those seasons where every ball is going to bounce our way. A tip pass, we're picking it. We're going to hit an upright on a field goal attempt, and it's going to go in. It's just so many things on a good season that it's like, man, just you love it, you go with it. And then now it's like, it's so hard.
I know.
Everything
Jake,
is so,
first play,
so difficult.
Jake, first play of the game, I'm at my house. I'm thinking, all right, we're going to sit down. This is a, you know, division game. The Saints are kind of a mess. Here we go. All right, here we go. First play, guard McCray down, injured. I'm like, wow. Talk about no juice, Jake. Like, just to get that as your immediate, all right, here we go. Let's win this game. Boom, another guard out. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's nobody's – it's unbelievable the way things have gone thus far. And playing as an O-line, when there's musical chairs at guard, it is an absolute nightmare. And everybody's
okay,
professionals.
Why? Explain that to people. Why is at the guard position? Because it's not okay. Just right or left guard. It's both of them. You know what we've had all season.
Here's
explain
okay.
That.
So I'll go back to some years ago. Whenever it was, we brought in a good dude. I love him, but he was a rookie, Amini Silatolu. Okay, from a small D3 school somewhere in the Midwest. He shows up, and he was a rookie, wasn't really playing. Well, he had an injury to Travell or something, and so Amini's coming in for this game. Well, if you're running a slide protection, this is just one example, okay? We're running a slide protection. So that means that the O-line, the front side tackle, is going to be man on the end. And then if the – I was playing left tackle. So the right tackle is man on the end. Right guard, if he's covered up by a D-tackle, he'd be man. If not, he's coming with us on the slide, and we're sliding to the will linebacker, the weak side linebacker plus, to the safety or whatever. So if that will linebacker, that weak side linebacker is lined up on or outside of the guard, like a second-level defender, but wider, then that guard is going to be more helpful to the tackle. Okay, now if that will linebacker is lined up inside, he kind of takes the guard where he needs to go on his set. He's going to give more help to center. Well, Travell and I had developed over the years this hard call, which means, okay, the will, it's simple, but the will's outside, so I know the guard's coming. I'm going to go hard, which means I'm jump setting this end. Okay, and I'm going to try to invite him. I want the end to think that he's going to beat me inside, and then bam, Travell, guard, you lay him out. I'm baiting him in, right? We're setting him up. Hard call. So we get in the game. And Amini, we'd worked on it during the week. And Amini, I felt like, had a decent understanding. And you cannot, as a tackle or you can't just pass set the same way all the time on these ends, because they're smart and good, and the timing and the rhythm. So you want to have variability to what you're doing. So these tools are very useful and necessary. So I go, we're in our stand. I'm in my stance. I'm going against, I think it was Adrian Claiborne, I think, at the time for the Bucks. I say, Amini, hard, hard, hard. I'm thinking, and, you know, there's no confirmation at the line. You don't have to say, yes, that's correct, Jordan, do it. You know, hard call. I jump out there, boop, riding him down inside. He goes inside, riding him down. Amini is over there just double teaming with the center like nobody's business. So, I give up. I don't know if I gave up a sack or a pressure or whatever, but it looked like I just overset the guy. He beat me inside, hit on quarterback, all because I had a new guy in there that just didn't fully understand the ins and outs of how we're playing as a unit up front. So you take that one little story, Jake, and then you compound, you like times a whole game, 60 something plays, times a new guard every so often. Well, there's for sure a lack of trust amongst those guys, and not because they're not working hard and quality people. It's just reps together, no different than you throwing, you know, a speed out to a receiver. You got to trust that they're going to be where they're going to be, because you're throwing that before he flips his head around, right? So you got to have reps on that. Same thing on double teams or on blitz pickup, or even just getting your feet tied up together as when you're pass blocking, because one guy's, you know, you just don't know where each other is in space. So there's a million reasons, Jake, and it's just tough. And ultimately, like coaches would say to us, just the man for the job. You just got to get out there and do it, Jake. But it's a lot, man. I feel for him.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving that, you know, little example. But that's just the little things that go on. And like you said, that's just one play. But there's numerous plays throughout the course of the game. And you just – offensive line, it's so different of a position because those five guys and even the tight ends. You know, we lost Ian Thomas during the game, and I know how valuable he is in the run game. He is an excellent, excellent blocker. And so it's just – and we're not making excuses. It's just – it is what it is. Last year we had the beauty of having, in essence, the same offensive line for the majority of the season. And I guess that's why we were able to kind of really hit rhythm. Especially in the run game, the latter half of the season. But still, give credit to the offensive line. I thought they did a really nice job. I thought our backs ran hard. Even our receivers blocked well down the field. I have to give them credit. There were some down-the-field blocks, and that's where you get big ones. So hopefully we can continue to do that. We'd like to see our pass game maybe hit on a little bit more because that's something that it's to be desired, to be quite honest.
Yeah, a whole lot more. We need that to hit, Jake. And I don't know that that we're going to see any higher level of that this season. You know, you've had changes in the QB coach and in the head coach, and there's four games remaining. And I mean, they're going to continue to try to get better, but I think that Panther fans probably should just, you know, be like you're doing, be happy, try to take victory in any of the little wins right now, because there's a lot of work to be done once this season gets over. Derek Brown, you brought him up earlier, and that's one of the things. Okay, so you got Brian Burns, who's a franchise guy right now, and you've got Derek Brown, who's still on his rookie deal. What do we do with those two guys in the offseason, Jake? Our defense is ranked fourth. Like, our defense has consistently done a nice job. You're in charge. What are we doing with Burns and Derek Brown?
Well, listen, I think for me in watching this, and we have a quarterback on a rookie contract. I'm not exactly sure what the salary cap will do. There is some rumors that it's going to spike pretty significantly. Usually it comes out December owners meetings, but maybe they might not come out with it, but maybe we could have an idea. So that could kind of bump up. But, man, there's three guys on defense that I'm singling out and I'm making sure that I sign. Brian Burns, I'm trying to sign him. Derek Brown, that's a given. He is not leaving. I'm not letting him out of my sight. And Frankie Louvu, you know, Frankie's a guy that he's a constant, man. He is a constant week in and week out on this football team. Those are three that I know we can win with, and I know they can be part of helping us turn this around. That's kind of where I believe, and I'm pretty bullish on that.
All right, so you're doing that, and then – so that's the question. You know, we're not into the off season yet, but what needs to be done to, you know, with the draft picks and all that stuff, and people are going to say, well, there might be some value trades and all that. That's for us to speculate as the season gets down further. We are playing another football game, another division game against the Falcons. Our division, man, the NFC South, it's funny. There's been years where there's just been juggernauts. You know, the Bucs have won a Super Bowl. Long ago, the Saints won a Super Bowl. The Panthers – we've been in the Super Bowl. This year, it's just ugly, Jake. And so the Falcons are still – I mean, what's going to happen in our division, and what do you expect out of the game on Sunday?
Yeah, Jordan, no one knows, man. It's almost like last year, except you kind of felt Tom Brady would pull it out in the end last year. Really and truly, I mean, that's kind of what I felt. You know, Jordan, I go back – We're in Tampa a week and a half ago, and, you know, we're down three with 3.5 minutes left. We're going to beat this team. You know, that's my opinion. And I watched the Saints, and, yeah, the score looked 28-6, but it wasn't that, you know. And now I'm watching Atlanta, and they're starting to have some injuries. Now, one thing I will say, I think Atlanta's skill guys are pretty special. They've got a couple of running backs. They have three. Very simple. Bijan Robinson. He has magic in his legs. Tyler Algier, tough, hard runner. Cordero Patterson is their joker. You know, the tight end in Pitts, more so when he's flexed out. He's a weapon. Jonnu Smith has made a play or two this year. And receiver-wise, Drake London made a fabulous play. And he had, I think, 9 or 10 catches last week on 14 targets. So they've had some inconsistency at the quarterback play. They've had some injuries on the offensive line. But defensively, to me, they've had one of the best signings of the year in Jesse Bates, the safety that came over from Cincinnati. He did it against week one against us. He intercepted Bryce twice, and I know Bryce is going to have his antenna up, knowing exactly where Jesse Bates is on every play, and they're battling injuries on the defensive line. Onyemata, who they signed from the Saints, has played really well. He didn't play last week. I'll wait to see injury reports this week. So it's a team that they're searching. They gave up a late touchdown with under a minute left to lose that game last week, but they're fighting for their lives. But, man, there's no reason we can't beat this team. I don't know what the crowd's going to be like in Bank of America Stadium. I certainly know Atlanta's not going to travel well, with their fans. So I don't know what that crowd will be like. Maybe we can give our fans something to cheer about, and, you know, we can make something happen. I'm hopeful we can do something to get some positivity toward the end of the season.
Well, you know that the tickets are going to be available and people can get in there if they do want to watch. But, Jake, back to the no juice from last week. Like you said, Atlanta's not going to travel really well, and our fans are frustrated, to say the least. So if you're a leader on our team, man, and if you and I, if this was a rewind and we were out there on the game, I would just be trying to think, all right, how can I create any all week? Like, how can I – what – we got to play the game one way or another. How can we possibly get some kind of energy happening? Even on the O-line, like, this is where I would have created some kind of office pool for most pancakes, or who could, you know, hey, I'd be telling you, if you score, you got to let me spike the ball. Like, you could just have to drum up any kind of extra little things to try to get a little bit of energy going, Jake, and then who knows what can happen from there. But no, I'm with you, man. Let's try to get something done for the fans.
I got a suggestion. Let's Taylor Moten. I remember, what was it, last year or a couple of years ago, he would spike the ball every time we would score. They'd give him the ball. So let's get Big Taylor in the end zone. Let's get him doing the spike and getting some juice. I'm like you. Let's get something in that regard. And you know what I want to see? I haven't seen the Brian Burns Spider-Man pose. I want to see that. Know. You know, yep. let's get that. You know, let's get Brian get in the backfield. Let's try to get a lead in the fourth quarter, make a team want to throw, and we can pin our ears back and come after him a little bit.
Do you remember when we tried to put Pep in on goal line as a wide receiver? Remember that?
I don't want to talk about that, Jordan. I couldn't complete the pass to him.
No, you were horrible about it. You had a 6'7" giant out there that could jump through the gym, and you couldn't complete a pass to him. What was the problem there?
Obviously my fault, but I had no trouble throwing to a 5'9" dynamite and Steve Smith.
So where I'm headed with this is we should line up Brian Burns at wide receiver on the goal line. That would immediately get some energy into the crowd. Brian Burns in goal line and Taylor Moten as the fullback.
Oh,
how about that? All of a sudden, yeah, now, I'm like, ooh, I'd tune in.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Or Derek Brown as the fullback.
I guarantee that the Panthers offensive coaches want to hear from us right now. I wonder what former players who think they know everything are wanting us to do. So I'm probably going to call them, don't you think?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'm sure they're dying to hear you and I.
Yeah,
you and I
exactly.
Right now.
Yeah, let's give them – we'll drop them. You know what, Jake? Go to an internet cafe – log in and send them an email from your AOL account.
That'd be perfect. I'll make sure I get the dial-up number, you know, and make sure we have a landline.
Yeah, all right. Friday, final edition of Cardiac, the audio series put out by the Panthers. Just been awesome, especially for you and I who lived it all and to get to go back down memory lane. The ending isn't as happy as you would hope, but I'm not going to tell you exactly what happens in that season. But I appreciate the Panthers for doing that and make sure everybody tunes in. And Jake, let's get a Spider-Man pose and a Taylor Moten spike and a Panther win. How's that sound?
That sounds good, Jordan, and I look forward to speaking with you next week as we're leading up to Christmas. And, you know, we'll have some cheery to talk about. So let's go beat those 30 birds.
There you go. All right, see you, buddy.
Wow. If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.